From crash diets to fad diets, injections and pills, the weight loss industry is a cash machine, but it is all temporary because once you stop, most people gain the weight back plus a little extra. Imagine all that time and money and you're still left hiding your body under baggy clothes or turning the lights off when you're with your significant other because you're shy or embarrassed about your body. Well, Sono Bello can help you change the way you look at yourself. In one visit, you will see the difference in your tummy, side, thighs, arms, or wherever you have stubborn fat. You guys know me. I let you guys know when I get stuff done. I absolutely do not see anything wrong with getting a little bit of laser lipo done. I had it done right before the Grammys and it smoothed my hips for my dress. And let me tell you, I will do it again and again and again. Schedule your free consultation and learn all about microlaser fat removal. Give yourself the gift of a full body reset. You deserve to be happy. Sono Bello is running a great special right now. Visit SonoBello.com/bunny, B-U-N-N-I-E. That's SonoBello, SonoBello.com/bunny. If I had to think of a time I personally smelled my worst, it would have to be after one of Jay's concerts, an outside concert at that. My right armpit was ripe for the pickings, smelled like beef stroganoff. I kid you not, it was rancid. As a special offer, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. And that's LumiDeodorant.com. I personally freaking love Lumi. I have every scent. My favorite one is the toasted coconut, though, because even when you sweat, it still smells so good and so yummy, and you feel like you're on a tropical island. But I promise you guys, any sort of smells you could possibly have, Lumi will cover it up. Once again, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. What's up, guys? Don't forget to sub to Patreon so that you can see the visuals. Because not only do we have episodes of the podcast, we have exclusive content that nobody else sees on any other apps, behind the scenes, photo shoots, and we're dropping a whole bunch of surprising stuff this year. So if you guys don't want to miss out and you want to be the first to know, go over to our Patreon, www.dumbblondeunrated.com. Love ya. Is this thing on?
Bonnie, who used to be a former sex worker and now hosts the podcast Dumb Blonde.
Most little girls grow up wanting to be doctors and lawyers and shit. And I was like, I want to be super hot, make a lot of fucking money, and be a rock star's wife. That was my goal as a child. And here we are.
What's up, you sexy motherfuckers? Welcome to another podcast.
Yes.
Today, I have the enigma, the social media enigma, the queen of queens.
Hi.
Jeffree Star, baby.
Thank you for having me.
Dude, this has been a long time coming.
It really has.
I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you for having me.
Who the fuck would have known that Montana would bring us together?
I know. So we're literally in Bozeman, Montana. We're backstage.
In a locker room.
We are. We're in a locker room. The glory holes are behind me. And yes, we are meeting for the first time today.
Yeah.
We've been talking all year.
Yes.
And life finally brought us together. So
it
thank
did.
You for having me.
And it's crazy because we did have a mutual friend who just passed away.
Yep.
Daniel.
Yep. Rest in peace.
And he fucking loved you so much, dude. He told
it's
me
crazy
just
that you met him and I like and hung out with him for so long and I never met you.
So
that's
never
what's crazy to me.
I never got to meet Daniel.
What?
We were literally online friends for like 10 years.
Oh my god, I thought you guys partied in Vegas back in the day as well.
Nope. Just what we grew up around the same circle. He had the same friends I did. Like we never got to actually meet.
Yeah.
But we literally talked all the time online.
Yeah.
Like it was crazy. I just loved that. I loved him, dude. He was just
his
such a good soul.
Was one of a kind,
yeah,
honestly.
So I just feel like this was like Daniel's doing, possibly,
yes,
like pushing us together.
That's beautiful.
I have seen so many podcasts of you, and I feel
Did you notice how I was like silent for a long time, and then I just, you know, was like, you know what? It's time to talk.
What brought that on? Like,
I think during 2020 and like during the pandemic, like I had such a crazy trajectory, and then the pandemic and so much online drama like exploded.
Yeah.
So I moved to Wyoming. I went to therapy. I really worked on myself. And I was like, you know what? I want to share that journey, not just all the dramatic, chaotic, you know, shit and just makeup stuff only. I wanted to share how I healed.
I love that.
Let people see like who I am now, you know? So I started doing podcasts.
Is amazing.
And thank you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of males fixate on sex every time I'm on their podcast.
Every time.
We all know I'm never going to fully kiss and tell.
I love that about you because I'm the same way. I was a hooker in Vegas.
Period.
So exactly. I'm never going to kiss and tell the celebrities that fucking...
What do you get when you put two escorts together?
Jeffrey and Bunny.
So a lot of people don't know that I used to be the queen of Craigslist in LA.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I used to make so much money during the MySpace era.
Oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
And then...
So when you say queen of Craigslist, were you, you mean like putting like ads on there and stuff or like to do...
Yep. And I recently found some old ads in my old account.
I love
that. Because I am writing an autobiography finally.
That's brave because Craigslist and Backpage, man, you literally like
Miss Backpage.
You were literally risking your life to be on those. I did Eros. I was an Eros girl.
Okay.
So I literally would post my ads and then, you know, screen them. And then sometimes I would work for the services in Vegas.
That's it,
and
yeah.
stuff like that. But
and networking. We're in big cities. Mm-hmm. So it's like people think like they think we're like at the street corner with no teeth with our thumb out.
There's levels to this shit.
Levels.
I try to explain that to people all the time. People and don't nobody know. Gets it.
And then you start networking and meeting people. So I'm this broke kid. I moved out at 17. I was like, fuck you to my mother.
Let's rewind that really
quick. Let's rewind it. Then we'll get to the head and the bottoming.
So I want to rewind it back because you remind me so much of myself. We have been through a lot of shit. We mask it with dirty jokes. And
humor.
And humor. Very dark humor.
Yep.
And, you know, going through the stuff that you've gone through, I'm pretty sure, you know, half of my following probably does know your story, but I'm sure the other half doesn't.
Yeah.
And I think that really is an epic part of your journey because it's showing overcoming.
Yes.
So
we're survivors.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, for sure. So growing up, you grew up in
Orange County, California. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'm from Huntington Beach, 714.
Yay.
And it was really boring growing up. Like it was just everyone was like surfing and skating. And I just never really felt like I fit in. Mm-hmm. I was very punk rock. I was the first person to have like pink hair dye at my school. And I just tried to break all the barriers without really knowing it. I was just like, well, I'm going to be me and I'm going to be myself. And for some reason, I got over the part where you care what other people think.
At an early age.
At an early age, I think because my childhood was so chaotic. My parents were drunk my whole life. So people don't know this. Well, some people do, but I've never tried alcohol.
Right.
And I think people sometimes have a hard time believing that. Because, you know, we always used to post pictures with stuff.
Right.
So there's photos of me with like a whiskey bottle. I'm like, it's all for show.
Sponsorships,
it's
too.
It's literally all for show.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people always dig things out of the ashes, but I've never tried alcohol. I never will. My dad died when I was 5. So he drank himself to death. He killed himself. Mm-hmm. And he was just really miserable. And
did he commit suicide or did he die from cirrhosis?
It's like a tricky line.
Right.
But suicide.
Right.
Yeah. So he was like on the brink and was like, okay, I'm finally done.
Mm.
So the last time I remember seeing him, his skin was yellow. His eyebrows were falling out. He looked horrific. And he grabbed me by the arm and I was 5 and a half. And he was like, please don't ever drink.
Mm.
Like it's ruined our family. And that was my last memory of my dad.
That was his blessing to you.
Yeah. It was, it was wild. Yeah.
So my mom did that to me when she
spiraled and obviously got worse.
Right.
So she would drink, recycle the beer cans to get more alcohol, and just had a string of really annoying boyfriends. No one ever like abusive or crazy, but just always fighting. She never fell in love again. She was literally in love with my dad and it didn't work out because he couldn't stop drinking. That was what ruined the marriage.
What, when you're 5 years old and your father passes away, how are you feeling? Like, do you remember any of it?
I do. I remember my mom telling me like a week or two after I saw him, she took me to the same park. And she goes, hey, like she tried to explain to me, like my dad died. And she always likes to say this. I literally like blinked, immediately put all the trauma away and was like, okay, can we get some more ice cream?
So you knew just growing up in chaos that it was better to just push it down instead of react.
Yes.
It had to.
Which was horrible for me later when all the like emotions and traumas and demons were coming out.
Mm.
And I'm in high school. My whole body's a cutting board.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like fully. Goodness. And like a, you know, secret one, not like I want attention. Like, you know, it's
I feel like back in the day, mental health was not talked about.
No one talked about it.
Like how it is
now. And in cookie cutter Orange County, no one was talking about feelings.
Right.
It's like, get the fuck over it. You know, everyone's, all the husbands are cheating on the wives. All the, you know, everyone's getting beat. All these crazy things are happening and it's just swept under the rug. And it's like the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, no, it really is. The West Coast is a different beast. People don't understand that unless you've grown up on the West Coast. It's completely different way of thinking and way of living as like, you know, fucking Montana or fucking Wyoming.
So I didn't untrain this behavior until probably like 6 years ago.
When you were cutting, was that your way of just kind of like relieving the pain? And did your mom know?
She didn't know for years. Mm-hmm. And then I slipped up and got comfortable and she saw it for the first time.
Was it on your arms? Mm-hmm. Is that why? Oh.
It was everywhere. Aww. But I would wear like heavy clothes all the time. Mm-hmm. It would be 90 degrees, but I was gothic and my style was very punk rock. So no one ever questioned it.
Yeah.
You know, it would be like, I had photography class and I would go in the dark room and cut my legs and then come back out and no one ever knew, like crazy stuff like that.
You're just hurting so bad.
Yeah. So I felt like it helped me feel a little bit because I felt so numb and like dead inside, but I never wanted to kill myself.
Right.
I never had thoughts.
Well, because your dad passed away that way. Yeah. So possibly that was like.
So I never had the thoughts of like, I want to end my life, but I was doing it to just feel something.
Right. I understand that.
And then it became like an addiction.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get addicted to the pain because it's the only time that you actually.
You know what's really fucked up is I was also addicted to the watching it heal.
Mm. Wow.
It was like
that's deep.
Yeah. Hi, Jeffrey. Nice to meet you.
Don't start joking. Uh-huh. Oh,
no, yeah, it was. It was really like, yeah, it was that serious.
That's so much trauma to go through at such a young age. When did you start cutting?
I would say like 9th grade. And then I stopped when I graduated high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I broke away. But my mom did catch me. So we're in this little apartment. And she always made me do chores. Single mother, only child. Mm-hmm. And I'm a Scorpio. It's a lot there.
I think you might have a lot of Capricorn placements. Cap and Sag. I want to do your birth chart. Have you done your birth chart? What is it?
It's stunning. I'll show you later.
Okay. He's like, I'm not showing anybody online.
Oh my God. It's stunning. So she caught me when I was doing the dishes. She always made me do chores and clean the bathroom and have manners and la la la. And I was a straight A student.
Aww.
She said, you can look however you want, do whatever you want, dye your hair pink, red, black, do extensions. I shaved off my eyebrows in 10th grade.
Right.
No one was doing that.
At all.
It was like horror and shock.
Right.
And
you're like a pioneer of sorts.
It was crazy. And she caught me one day when I was doing the dishes and I wasn't wearing long sleeves and she came home from work early. And when you've been doing it for so long, so she caught me and she saw the side of the arm. I'll never forget it.
What did she say?
I mean, you know, most parents don't fully know how to articulate it because they immediately go to, he wants to die. And it's like, you know. And she is a fucking train wreck. So you are, bitch. You're
so
fucking
cuckoo. So is my
cuckoo.
Mom. Trust me. I get it.
Yeah. So it was rough. And we never gelled. So I'm 17 and a half. I graduate high school early. I'm out. Yeah. I'm going to LA. And by then, I had been going to a lot of shows. I was 17 with the fake ID, going to the Key Club, the Whiskey on Sunset.
I had a fake ID too.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the Rio and fucking Pinkies and all
that
shit.
And I would
wear
so much makeup. No one really knew how old I, like they couldn't tell if I was 16 or 30, you know?
And let's dial it back real quick
before
you left home because wasn't one of your first sexual experiences at 12?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you even know to have sex at 12?
Oh my God. I don't know. It just naturally happened. And I think boys are really curious, but men don't like to talk about this stuff.
Right.
So when you're in like 9th, 10th, well, this is 8th grade for me.
Right.
So let's dial it back to 8th grade.
Right.
Me and this guy Jeff in the football team and a foreign exchange
student. Another Jeff.
Yeah. So the first guy I ever blew had the same name as me.
Wow.
Life.
So you were already feeling that you were into boys.
Yeah.
At a young age.
8th grade was the first experience. 5th grade was when I was like, oh, like, okay, girls are attractive, but I'm more attracted to men.
Gotcha.
And yes, I've slept with both. I love everyone, but I prefer men.
Yeah.
But I love everyone.
I loved boys in makeup. Boy George was my first crush.
Hate it. Love Boy George, but I am not attracted to men in makeup.
Really?
I don't like femininity.
Wow.
I like
you
a
like
fucking
masculine
man.
I love that.
So if someone looked like me, mm-hmm. it's the biggest turnoff.
Right. Well, yeah. I wouldn't want to fuck somebody who looked like me either. So you know I get what I mean? It.
But
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm
totally.
Not into glam boys. I'm not into femininity, but yeah. I love a bad bitch. Like, you're mm-hmm. fucking hot.
I love you.
But I don't want like a guy in makeup.
Right. No, I totally. But you know what? My dad was a musician and he had long black hair and he played in the band and he had, you know, so I've always been attracted yeah. to the emo boys, you That's know, it. The yeah. Chris Motionless and the.
Yep. He was just in Wyoming.
Yeah. Shit like that. So oh, I know.
I can't. We're talking about that later.
We can, but we'll have to bleep his name out.
No eyeliner. Yeah. Like nice body, yeah, tattoos, absolutely. Whatever.
Like sports guys, right? Or no?
Nowadays. Or but just in like the Warped boys. Tour days, it was like country boys and like mm-hmm. scene boys, the I MySpace, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So give me flashbacks. We're in eighth grade. I'm ready grade. To swallow.
Fifth grade. Yeah. Okay, fifth grade, you fifth were already grade. Attracted to boys, and then eighth yep. grade,
and
you were,
I already you and looked Jeff. Different. Where in fifth grade was the first time I was called a gaylord and a faggot.
Aww.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
It Kids was, are so.
It
fucking
was this
mean,
era
dude.
Of '90s where like the guys wanted to be like gangster and wear right. baggy flannel yep. and these huge Tommy Hilfiger.
All I dated was gangsters.
And I was more like little button up Boy Scout, like tight cut military haircut because mm-hmm. my grandparents raised me while my mom was getting sober.
Right.
So she got sober when I was in high school finally.
Oh, good.
Thank
Yay,
God.
Mom.
And she's been sober since.
Yay, mom.
Congratulations to her. 23 years. Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
But yeah, it was.
So 12 years old, you and Jeff hook up and it turned into a threesome, right?
Yeah. Or- so my first like real experience with a guy was with two guys.
Okay. Gotcha.
And while I've been writing my book, yeah. I've been told by the guy that's writing with me.
Which, by the way, I love Neil Strauss.
He's a genius.
Don't fuck around. Like, love
so
him.
So he definitely let me analyze myself very deeply with this. And he's like, everything you do without you knowing it is extreme. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh. And that hit me hard in a good way.
Yeah.
But it's just like everything I do, like, oh, I bought some land. Now it's the biggest yak ranch in America. And I'm in 7 restaurants. I can't just like let things be.
Right. Well, you came from nothing. And I'm a money hoarder. Literally. I have so much shit around. Like, it's crazy. When you come from nothing,
yes.
you want everything.
When
and
we
nothing,
turned,
you're never
we both
happy.
Turned dirt into diamonds.
Literally. And you're never happy. Like, it's once you reach one goal, it's the next goal. That's it's the it. Next goal. It's
yes.
the next goal.
Okay, good. You understand.
Yeah, no, totally. I have a lot of Capricorn in me, though, too. So I'm like, I never yeah. give up. I'm literally okay. just always going. So moving on, after your first threesome, take me on that journey. You're 17. You are leaving home. You're going.
I literally got a U-Haul. And I always had older friends, of course. I hated immature little kids. So someone.
Same. I was the same way.
That's it. Yeah. So they rented me a U-Haul. We pulled up. I said, bye, mom. Like, I'm out. Mm-hmm.
And she just let you go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what was she going to do? You right. know? But it was yeah. good. It was really good. But I had to grow up quick.
Right.
So.
Especially on the streets of Hollywood.
Yes. So my birthday's in November. So then I turn, school's over in June, mm-hmm. July, August. So I'm doing like little freelance makeup jobs, barely making it by, and I'm sleeping on someone's couch. She works at MAC Makeup. She's like, you're 18 now. Like, you need to work at MAC. Your makeup's so fierce. Like, hello. Yeah. And she was way older than me. So she got me the in, and obviously I sold myself yeah. my first job. So my first job ever was at MAC Cosmetics.
Aww.
And now I'm their competitor.
Yeah, literally. You went in there, took all their tips and tricks.
I'm a MAC alumni. I have Ruby Woo lipstick tattooed on my arm. I'm a mm-hmm. MAC alumni forever. Like, and I still wear their powder. I love it.
But I could totally picture you being at MAC too.
Yeah, highest seller.
I bet.
But then it already started. Everyone already, you know, the jealousy, the craziness, and then I learned the industry was really catty.
It
wasn't about the artistry. Mm-mm. It was all very competitive. And yeah. LA was like very cutthroat. And back then there wasn't a million makeup artists like there is now.
Right.
There was no technology, no phone. No one could even process that.
Right.
We barely just started having phones, right?
Right.
So there was
I had beepers and shit.
Yeah.
I had a little Nokia. When I look down, I'm looking at my list of notes that I have.
That's okay.
So.
And what were we just saying?
You were talking about Mac.
Come on, hybrid and indica.
He's like squirrel. You were talking about Mac.
Baby,
and everybody's being a fucking hater.
We were freelancing, we were going to different locations, and I was always had the top sales. It was really fun. And as you meet people in the stores, customers, you start networking. So from day one, my online journey, and by the way, I was already online at this point.
Right.
I was already on these websites that people don't even know exist, like hotornot.com.
Dude, I loved Hot
and
or Not.
LiveJournal and all these things that people don't even know existed.
No,
and
that was already that was our childhood.
Yes.
Literally.
So I would meet people.
Is anyone up.com?
Is anyone up? Oh, Jesus.
All those.
Oh my God, yes. And all of a sudden, I'm getting clients outside of the store.
Right.
And I'm doing makeup for music videos, lo-fi, Z-list movies that no one's ever heard of. And then I meet this girl and I start working for Hustler. Mm. I start doing makeup for porn.
Wow.
At 19. So I just started networking and just making as much money as I could. But for the lifestyle I knew I was meant for, it wasn't enough.
Right.
So that's when someone introduced me. Of course, I did some girl's makeup. She was about to go turn a trick, didn't know it. And she's like, oh, baby, the guys would love you.
Yeah.
I'll never forget her saying that line. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, this and this. And I was like, I can't. Like, I didn't even fully understand. A lot of men have fantasies, la, la, la. So yeah. I'm ignorant. Bitch, she sold me out in a good way.
She turned you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got her 10%.
We love that.
Oh my God.
Good for
so
her.
I started the journey of hustling and doing sex work, which I haven't really talked about much.
I think it's important for people to know that.
I'm never ashamed.
Ever. I feel like people think that we should be ashamed for what we had to do to survive.
Nope.
And I'm never going to fucking apologize.
Yeah. Even though I'm at this stage of my life, I sometimes still wish I could do it.
It was a different time if you wanted to wake up and make X amount of dollars, you could.
Five guys in one day. Let's go.
That or even a sugar daddy. Have a sugar daddy who just fucking gave you.
I had a few of those. I even had ones online that I never met. So people were like, okay, you're on MySpace. People would send me high powered cameras I didn't know that existed. And I would teach myself everything. Mm-hmm. So I was one of the first people to do a vlog.
Wow.
Me and Paris Hilton were the first ones to ever make money off of being a social media star.
Absolutely.
So I coined internet an internet celebrity.
Absolutely. I remember the first time I saw you was MySpace. It was you, Forbidden.
Oh my God, rest in peace.
I know, how sad.
And Tila Tequila.
Tila Tequila, where the fuck is she?
And I'm the last one standing, bitch.
And normal, somewhat.
That's it, oh my God.
You haven't lost your mind.
Miss Tequila's crazy.
I know,
Forbidden
what happened?
Could never escape not being a star anymore, and God bless her addiction, alcohol.
Yeah.
That's literally like, in Orange County's culture. I hate it.
No, it's so sad because she was such a beautiful woman. But
I know.
Tila, I don't know what the fuck happened. I think she had an aneurysm and just never got right after that, right?
I have no idea.
Isn't that
but the stuff
they
that
say
she's
it's the Illuminati, but I'm not sure.
No, we're not claiming her.
Yeah.
No. We don't know who that is. She wanted to be a part of the club.
Right.
No, thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think she made enough money, right?
No.
Don't you have to have like a certain amount of money to get into the Illuminati?
I'm not sure.
I plead the fifth. Everybody thinks my husband and I are in the Illuminati, and I'm like, I'm glad you guys think we have that much money. Like, it's not what it is.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. Life's very interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
So I moved to Wyoming and I escaped a lot of things.
Right.
We all know there are things in life you have to compromise on, like going out instead of staying in or eating fast food instead of cooking at home. But when it comes to your health, there is no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on the latest headlines, their family group chat, their crossword puzzles, just because they're available right now or they take your slightly sketchy insurance. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist, and these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. I know the next time I need a doctor, I'm definitely logging on to ZocDoc. Go to ZocDoc.com/bunny, B-U-N-N-I-E, and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/bunny, B-U-N-N-I-E, ZocDoc.com/bunny. If I had to think of a time I personally smelled my worst, it would have to be after one of Jay's concerts, an outside concert at that. My right armpit was ripe for the pickings, smelled like beef stroganoff. I kid you not, it was rancid. As a special offer, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. And that's LumiDeodorant.com. I personally freaking love Lumi. I have every scent. My favorite one is the toasted coconut, though, because even when you sweat, it still smells so good and so yummy, and you feel like you're on a tropical island. But I promise you guys, any sort of smells you could possibly have, Lumi will cover it up. Once again, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. So let's dial back, though. You had started doing sex work. Mm-hmm. And how long did you do sex work for? Did you use that as like a means to an end while you were doing social media?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then like the Warped Tour days really took off and I started doing music.
Yes. I loved Beauty Killer.
So people forget, thank you, oh my God, that I was obviously a working makeup artist.
Yeah.
And then MySpace and social media really exploded for me.
Yeah.
And I started to all of a sudden have like merchandise and I'm number one in Hot Topics. So I stopped obviously doing makeup on others.
Right.
People would hire me back in the day like, oh, will you do my wedding? Or like, come to my daughter's birthday party. Like those days were very fun.
Right.
But then I started doing music.
Started, yeah.
Yeah. And I did music as a joke. I rapped on this Hollywood Undead song a very long time ago.
We love Hollywood. My husband just did a feature with them.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're still around.
Yeah.
And still kicking ass.
That's it.
Like, love them.
And the first album, I was supposed to be on it. And then there was drama and they took me off. But the song was already online for free called Turn Off the Lights.
Right.
And it was massive. Mm-hmm. I even re-recorded it. Interscope Records and whoever at the time took me off. But the song was already massive online.
Wow.
And it was just very interesting.
Isn't it crazy how record labels work? Like they're
evil.
They're shady as fuck.
Not all, but most.
Not all, but pretty much most of them are. They're just so shady. I feel like Hollywood Undead always had some sort of drama going on. They were always, they were fighting each other.
I know. It was awful.
Sorry guys, I don't mean to talk shit, but I'm just saying.
It was just
back
crazy
in the day.
Back in, yeah.
Like they were beefing
with
each other.
I wish they
could
have worked it out.
Yeah, for sure. But let's talk about your music career. I mean, you had like Nicki Minaj as a feature.
Isn't
and
that
like
cool?
Dude, so cool.
I worked with a lot of really cool people.
Yeah.
I did music, I always say like as a joke, but I actually really enjoyed it. When I did the first rap verse, mm-hmm. I freestyled it and wrote it down in 10 minutes. It was very, very crass. And I was like,
freestyling right now before the camera started rolling.
I even put Forbidden in my first verse.
Aww.
The first, yeah, ever. Mm-hmm. It was, yeah, it was, that's so funny. The little last line is, I watched me eat Forbidden's fat pussy.
Aww.
That's so fucked, but it's so good. And she loved it, by the way.
I bet. But it's just like,
and it was crazy, it was vicious, and I was like,
timeless.
I want to be like the obscene, like white little Kim.
Right.
And that was my shtick, and I penned some wild ass shit.
It was actually really good. I loved, what is the song? Plastic Slumber Party.
Plastic Surgery Slumber Party.
Love, that was one of my favorite songs.
And that was very like lo-fi, fun, electro, MySpace music.
Like Depeche Mode.
You had to be there.
Like techno.
Yeah.
Like it was really cool. Yeah, you had to have been there. It's the best way to describe it.
And for some reason, because of MySpace, and I was already popular for being me and my character, you know, this character.
Right.
It just got big.
Why don't you pursue music anymore, though? Because you're so good at it. And it seems like it's a passion.
I've been asked this for every time I do an interview.
Really?
And we have definitely been dabbling for fun.
Mm-hmm. Dude, my husband will help you.
It's really,
not that
I
you
love
need it.
It,
but
listen, you never know. There may be a little comeback.
Yeah, do it, please. I think TikTok needs a Jeffree Star track.
Listen,
it will go fucking
apeshit. I even have a new song on my phone.
Can we get a little snippet?
Later on the bus.
Okay.
So
I'm like,
I have
get
been
an
doing
exclusive?
It for fun.
But you're so good at it. Like, I think that's something that you need to do. And it's also a creative outlet for you.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And now that I'm living this Wyoming life and I'm older and my voice is less faggoty. I can say that. Number one faggot right here. My voice is deeper.
Right.
And I really like my voice. And someone came over the other day. And we did, I'm not even kidding, you're gonna die. Beauty Killer acoustic.
What? No.
Oh, yeah.
We
and they're
that.
Like, would you ever perform
Every
this before?
Every fucking scene kid that grew up with us needs that, dude. You have no idea.
So when I opened up my retail store, we're jumping 30 years ahead.
Yeah.
I just,
we're just all over
for
the
my
place.
Opening,
you
I had Yellow Wolf perform.
Yeah, we love Yellow.
We broke the record of biggest event ever in Casper for downtown. It beat even the Eclipse from 2018.
Yay.
And we've never been on the moon. But anyway, that's for the next 10 minutes. It was epic.
I love that.
So I was like, you know what? Everyone's like, you should go perform a song. And I was like, oh, hell no. But then it actually kind of inspired me.
Good. I'm proud of you.
So you never know what could happen.
You need to do that. Do stuff that makes sets your soul on fire.
Yes.
You know, but I feel like you've done so much shit now for not just you, but for everybody else, and to maybe prove points, because from all the trauma that we have come from,
yes,
we're always proving a point.
We
know?
Are.
And I feel like,
thank God she knows that.
I feel like music for you is therapeutic.
It is, actually.
And I also feel like it's something that you enjoy.
It is.
As much as like your yaks
because the makeup brand took off so big.
Yeah.
I was like, and I really became engrossed.
Yeah.
I went from living in a one-bedroom apartment with $1,000 to like, I want to be a CEO of my own company. And mm-hmm. I had to literally teach myself everything. Yeah.
But I mean, you did it. And look what happened. So you're in, so when we left off
on
your
I just started
story,
music.
You
yeah.
had just started music. When you
it
decided to stop music, and then when did you start getting into makeup?
Oh, that's a
was
good question.
Was that like coincided with each other?
It was also, the music was literally like a 10-year journey.
Right.
And I was always independent until the end.
You were touring and everything, right?
Oh yeah.
You're hopping on the tour bus tonight with us.
It was wild. We had tour buses. I was performing and there was no like real label behind me. I had an independent deal through Warner,
right,
which means I had no support. And
it's like a distribution deal.
Yeah, it was literally a distribution deal. Yep. That was it. And it was sick. And we had a, you know, we had a cute little number one dance album and la la la. But I never got the success that I wanted.
Right.
I wanted to be like number one. And then there's other people in the industry coming up at the same time. And they chose evil deals, Kesha, Lady Gaga, and they even stole from my
aesthetic.
Oh, baby. And I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming their stylists and their team. They would go out and they would steal.
Gaga, for sure.
Girl.
Yeah, like that's your whole shit.
It was crazy back in the day.
Yeah.
I would go and I saw their first show once.
And people weren't doing cease and
desist.
She's
throwing
back then,
up
right?
pink on the screen right before she goes on stage.
Like your cereal shot, right?
Girl, the cover of Plastic Surgery Slumber Party, I'm puking pink.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have your finger
I go
in
to
mouth.
This woman's show. She's throwing up pink on the Jumbotron for her first big tour.
And there's nothing you can do.
Devastated, crying. 15 years later, I'm reviewing her concealer. We're cool.
Aww, love that. She
Lady Gaga,
like she
I love you.
Be,
but
yeah.
It was her team. And later down the road, when I became signed to similar folks, they right. all had stories. And it was really dark. And it's none of it was her fault. When you're that big, you have such a team behind you. And you're just going with the
and
flow.
No say so. Like literally.
Who knows?
Yeah,
no
right.
idea.
We never know.
But a lot of them chose horrible deals. You know, people call it selling their soul. I've always kept my soul.
Yeah.
And I've been offered a lot.
I'm looking you in your eyes. You seem to have a
I'm
soul
still here.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. It all cracks.
Yeah. He turns into a reptilian
oh
right
my
now.
God. They wanted me to go full reptile. I didn't want to.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that even work? How does somebody come to you and say, hey, I want you to be a reptilian?
They see the potential that you can do to shift the culture.
Right.
And I chose to shift it myself.
So people actually will come to you and say, hey, I want you to be a reptilian. What does that entail?
It's more like, will you, it's basically like selling your soul. It's such a tricky, such
you
a
have to
tricky
like sign,
thing to
like
say.
Ursula and the Little Mermaid, like sign on the dotted line. And
you have to
much,
give more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a firstborn or like your left nut or something.
Listen, if you want that tour bus to not have the brakes go out tonight,
okay, yeah,
no,
yeah,
I'm just kidding. No.
No
one can hear us. No one knows we're talking about
no,
this.
No, we're good.
It's a tricky slope because the industry is really dark.
Right.
And there's a lot of people that
I feel
will
like
do.
There's such a dark side and there's such also a light side. It just depends on which.
There is. But lane thankfully, you go. Because of social media and people having the guts, a lot of things are now infiltrated.
Right.
Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, all these things are coming out.
Right.
And it's like, thank God.
Yeah.
So Hollywood is so scared.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. They're
There's
shook.
No new artists. They're all pushing this stupid satanic demon shit. It's all so
like
dumb.
Fucking, what's her name? Doja Cat right now? It's getting weird.
It's just getting boring.
It's getting uncomfortable
it's
to the point
trite
of,
is what it is.
Yeah. It's just getting uncomfortable to the point of just like, what are you trying to prove? We get it. You know, like you're.
It's to make them feed into it like they really are. I know. It's so boring.
Yeah.
I listened to the new song for the first time on the plane right here. And yeah. I'm just like, this is it, huh?
Yeah. You're like, that's it.
Second verse is kind of cute, but it's like, I just bought a limousine. And I'm just like, my IQ is dropping right now. It's just, yeah. It's not great.
She's losing her first album. Dazzle.
I even like Paint the Town Red. I think it's cute. It has a great beat. Obviously, these producers know what they're doing. They create a beat that you're going to be hooked on and you can sing it in your head.
A loop,
it's like all
yeah.
a game. You yeah, know what I mean? For sure. So I never played the game with these top producers. I saw how dark the industry was, and it was like, could go here or this way. So right. I fired everyone. I said goodbye to Akon. I said goodbye to Convict Music.
Which you were signed to Akon yep. whenever you were doing your
so
music.
So my last
career.
Few songs, it has the iconic clink Convict. Do you know how cool that was? That yeah. very first time I got to put a track out with his fucking intro. It yeah. was like, I made it. It was insane.
Yeah.
Prom Night. The Aww, crazy single.
Yeah, yep.
Where a little kid's shooting up everyone at the end.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Such a forward thinker.
You really
that's
are,
so
though.
So fucked.
You have always been. No, for sure. For sure. You have always been ahead of your time.
Listen,
though.
Baby, Columbine had just happened. I'm like, we're going to tap into this. Because I also was getting death
but it's
threats
real
every
shit.
Day. It was different times.
Right.
I would walk out the streets looking like this, faggy. I was called the craziest names. Nowadays, people don't talk like that.
Right.
It's all behind
well,
the keyboards.
You get fucking canceled.
That's
oh,
it. You know
I'm
what I
so
mean?
Tired of online
yeah.
fucking trolls and shit.
But back in the day, it was just so different.
2014, you're already doing MySpace.
2014 is when I started the brand.
Right. So I was going to say your MySpace was after music or?
Before.
Before?
And during.
Okay, gotcha.
And then remember, MySpace.
Tanked.
Finally started having its run. Facebook's here, Instagram's here, all these new things are happening, the population's changing, the last generation's now into, you know, just everything's evolving.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very hard time for me. I let go of the music world.
Right.
I knew I was never going to be number one single and performing in front of 20,000 in my head, not knowing what was going to come later.
Right.
And I gave it all up. And that was like the only moment where I almost felt like giving up. Not like full suicide, but it was like, I it was like very hopeless.
Right.
And I was sitting in this apartment that I did the documentary on, right? Me and Shane Dawson. Mm. We even went back to the old apartment. It was so fucked.
Right.
And it was just a moment of like, we're going this way or this way.
Right.
So then I just started using the internet, which is free. You don't need to go to college. Mm-hmm. And I taught myself how to make a product, how to build a brand. And I just taught myself everything from the ground up. And there was a makeup lab. I mean, I'm in LA. There's makeup labs everywhere. People want to work with me. But it was at a really weird stage. So as I quit, I went back to the Warped Tour crowd.
Right.
I started selling merchandise and doing meet and greets with no music anymore.
Right.
Here's a sick merch line. Come meet me. Because I was broke.
The tenacity, though.
I was fucking broke.
Most people don't have the tenacity that you do to do that, to go and teach themselves things and to just keep fucking hustling. That's
exactly.
like something that you can't fucking teach people. You should be proud of
yourself
for
thank
that.
You.
Like,
survivor
really.
Mentality. It was like, go, like, it was do or die.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I'm on Warped Tour 2013, testing out my first ever lipstick formulas in the heat. It was awesome.
Aww.
And I'm concocting my plan and thinking about what I'm going to do. And I'm like, okay, I want to put out 3 liquid lipsticks. There's only like 3 brands on the market at the time.
Kylie wasn't around then.
Nope. Her lips were still normal.
Yeah.
And mine weren't.
Oh, we got into plastic surgery at a young age because that's how we grew up. That's
yes.
how the West Coast is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm on this tour bus. We're doing meet and greets every day in the hot sun. Everyone else, you know, they do their 30-minute set, their little 10-minute meet and greet, and they all go try to fuck and get wasted. I'm under that hot tent 7 hours working that motherfucker, making all the money.
Yeah.
Never partying. And once the 7 hours is over, then I go chill, redo my makeup, then we swallow.
Line them up.
Line them up.
Line them up, baby.
But, you know, it was such a crazy time for me. So
right.
I felt very hopeless. But then I'm ready to start the brand and launch this shit.
Right.
I have no investor. Akon was going to own part of my brand. Shout out to Akon, amazing musician, right?
Is he a good human too?
He is, but he was going through so much turmoil in his life with his record label playing games and all these things. He could not be the best manager for me.
So, okay, circling back, it's on Warped Tour. You're working your ass off and you're staying sober this whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you never had a problem with drugs or anything?
No.
Wow.
So I didn't smoke. So here's I didn't try weed till I was 23.
Okay.
We're on tour and I'm with Daniel. And the very first time was in Salt Lake City at this venue, and their house, the venue owners, their house was above the venue.
Weird.
And it was very cool. Shout out to Jackie. I still remember her. Oh. And they had the volcano bag.
Oh my God. A gravity bong type thing?
No. Like the volcano, like the one that blows. Yeah. Not the bong, but like the bag.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's like pure vapor. So it's very strong.
For your first time?
Yes.
Extreme.
And obviously people always ask like, why did you want to do it then? It was like in the moment, I'm feeling that, not that rock star life, but like I had made it, I'm on stage, there's a few thousand people there every night. It was very wild times.
Right.
And I'm with Daniel, I felt very safe. And I was like, you know what? Let me just try it for the first time. Like everyone else is smoking and they're acting normal. I didn't like the wasted, gross, aggressive emotions, all this. I saw the array of people really happy, really violent, crying, trauma coming out, and I'm like, fuck all this.
When you're sober around drunk people, I just talked about this on a podcast yesterday.
People don't get it. It's hard. It's awful.
I tell everybody I'm judging you because there's nothing attractive about a woman spilling all over the place, a guy in your face just breathing on you. Like, I hate it. It's so gross.
People don't realize that until they're sober.
Right.
So it was great times, though. It was amazing.
Right.
So we're at this weird trajectory of like, how am I going to get this brand launched? And then once the Acon...
The gravity bag, though.
Yeah. Oh, the gravity bag. Yes. See, I'm already on the gravity bag today. So we try weed for the first time. Yeah. So I take a hit. I'll never forget this. Yeah. And the bag's like big and you take a hit. And I'm like, I literally felt nothing. And a lot of people go, well, sometimes the cannabinoids don't work on your first time. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, fuck.
So I didn't know the vapor takes like maybe 5 to 10 minutes to like kind of kick
hit
in.
Hit you, yeah.
So... Mr. Extreme over here, I take like 5 more hits. And I'm like, nothing's happening. This is so like, wow, I can't believe I took this long to try weed and nothing's happening. It hit me like a train.
Oh no.
In the best way.
Oh good.
No bad first trip.
Good.
I can't stop laughing.
Oh,
I'm already a silly bitch.
Yeah.
Me and Daniel are on, it's this cheetah print rug.
Oh.
I'm laughing hysterically in my fucking underwear. The show's done. I'm all sweaty. You know what I mean? We're just up there chilling. Yeah. Everyone's getting a drink. La, la, la. I cannot stop laughing. The munchies hit.
Oh.
And we're like, okay, we start saying goodbye. I'm high for hours. We get into the van to go to the hotel, the Lola Quinta.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the van going to the hotel and I feel like we're on a roller coaster and we're going 35 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I'm laughing hysterically. We get to the hotel. I clean out the vending machine.
Oh.
I have no idea, but I'm so high, my brain blacks out.
Oh no.
I wake up. There's chili Frito bags, Funyuns, Snicker bars. Like, I cleaned out that bitch. And I had an eating fest with Daniel. We ordered pizza. I don't remember ordering. And I had the best sleep of my life. That's what I remember.
What a fucking great memory of you two.
It was beautiful.
Oh.
And I felt so safe with Daniel. So
I love that.
I start my journey of liking weed.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't fully really get into it until I started my brand and I felt comfortable. And now I've been high for 10 years, mm-hmm. but marijuana has been a really big... I don't know. It's so hard to like claim something as doing something.
Right.
But it definitely has helped my creativity mm-hmm. flourish.
Right. Do you battle with mental illness still or anything?
Honestly, no, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Like we
so
all
no
have,
cutting or anything no, like no, that no, no, anymore. No, no. I was going to say maybe it like eases that.
Yeah.
Side of
it
your,
does take away
brain.
Full anxiety. I don't ever really feel anxious, but I do smoke weed every day. Where it's legal.
Yeah.
And let's say my team's like, yo, okay, I created a concept, but you need to name these 35 eyeshadows
mm-hmm.
like now.
Right.
Puff, it starts coming out. I need, like, if I, that's why music, oh my God.
Yeah.
When I did that first album,
mm-hmm.
I had never really smoked.
Right.
Beauty Killer and all the EPs.
But it was a way for you to channel your energy
and
just
exactly.
throw yourself into something that you really enjoy.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's really cool.
So let's talk about something else that you enjoy, makeup. Do you still enjoy makeup?
I really do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And skincare now, too.
Obsessed.
Talk
the
to me about
The older we get.
It. Yeah.
I've always loved skincare.
Mm-hmm.
I used to tell people as young as 15, don't move your face.
Right. Yeah.
Which was always my thing.
That's why I'm frozen.
Now,
so
as I get
Botox.
Older, I don't care.
Yeah.
I dissolved all my filler, and I'm just kind of living a more free life.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still me. I'm still Jeffrey fucking Star.
Do you do Botox or anything?
I haven't in 2 years.
Wow. It looks amazing, though.
Yeah.
I have to have it. I can't. When I start getting the wrinkles in the forehead, I freak out.
I do have more wrinkles. I'm not embracing them. Maybe they'll go away this winter.
You look great, though.
Thank you. Yeah. But I'm just doing a little more. Like, my lips were too crazy, so I dissolved a lot. And, you know, when things start to migrate. And
I look
this,
like fucking Marge Simpson.
So I had to. Yeah, I had to tone it down for me. Like, below my nose was getting weird.
No, your face is perfect. You look beautiful.
So I had to tone it down a notch for me.
Yeah. But we always do things for us, not for anybody else.
But I always go extreme.
Yeah, for sure. So you started the makeup brand in 2014.
2014, I launched 3 liquid lips on Black Friday.
And you were looking for an investor. Akon was going to invest, but he couldn't.
He was out. Next, let's hit up my best friend of 12 years, Kat Von D. She's down. She shows me a makeup lab and I start doing my formula. She literally gives me a sample with a name of the lab. I call it, do all the work. When she tried to destroy my career online, which flopped and backfired, she said she did everything. It was the biggest insult I think I've ever felt in my entire life. Because I did everything.
Yeah, it's always hurtful when a friendship breaks up. It's like worse than a divorce.
And publicly, for the very first time, because I had not really done online drama, then after that, as big as things got, it was a bloodbath.
I feel like people just come for you just to be.
Yes.
At this
they
point.
Used to all the time just to get attention. Just so, to get attention. But it was my first big taste of the internet flipping.
Right.
Without knowing any facts.
Oh, they don't care.
And then days later, if I recall, they all flip back and realize it was all full of shit.
Yeah, they don't care.
But it was so hurtful for someone to say, I created his brand. It was like, but it was believable that was a problem. And now no one.
Because she was a little bit bigger than you back
absolutely.
Then.
Absolutely.
Right, because she had that and LA she liked or whatever.
Having more money than me, and she liked being the friend that had more. So when I surpassed her, she flipped on me. 12-year friendship. She's tattooed my whole body, 50 portraits.
Would you guys ever be friends again?
No.
He just, because of you?
Because of the way I was treated, I can never, forgiving is fine when you get older. You can never go back to someone that stabbed you that hard.
Well, you can forgive, but not forget.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it was one of the most painful things I've gone through.
Do you think maybe she's grown a lot since being a wife? And I'm just playing devil's
advocate. Yeah, no, I honestly have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that now that I've really helped myself, I don't lurk. So like the old days, I would care what everyone's doing. It's so unhealthy.
It is.
Who gives a
it's
fuck what they're doing?
I need to stop doing that.
I don't read the news. I don't know what's happening anymore. I don't care who's fucking who. What's this? Who did this? I just don't care. It's so unhealthy.
You just get to a point of just serenity.
Yes. But when you're in the same world, you're told she has a kid now. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Insane that shit. That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
And when you say also like I hate children and then you have one, anyone's allowed to change their mind.
Yeah,
obviously.
Absolutely.
I've grown a lot. It was wild to see someone become a parent.
Right.
So hopefully it softened makes them her. Nicer.
I feel like Trisha Paytas having a kid has helped her grow a little bit too. You know.
Absolutely.
So I feel like. I think I don't know. I've never had my own child, so I wouldn't know. But I feel like children soften women too. So, you know, you never know. Never say never. Maybe you guys will cross paths somewhere down the road and be able to,
you know. Me and Trisha, maybe.
Yeah.
Trisha just did. She did me and Jay wrong and made up a whole drama.
Yeah.
And then had a kid.
Trisha actually flaked on me yesterday. I came off tour to fucking do her podcast with her. Well, to do her podcast and her come on my podcast. And she texted me an hour before she was supposed to show up that she wasn't coming.
That's so unprofessional.
I know. But
fucked.
I'm just, you know, it is what it is. And everything.
Well, I normally don't talk about drama because the old Jeffrey, people just think things so differently than who I am.
Yeah.
So I just kind of stray away from that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't like feeding into these things.
No, never.
But she did me really wrong.
Oh.
She made up all these lies, said I fat shamed her and called her all these things. Never happened.
Right.
Never happened. And then she gets in a fight.
Do you think she was looking for clout too?
Of course she was. That was her shtick.
Right.
And it was at a time where people wanted to hate me and Shane Dawson.
Right.
So she picks a huge fight with my hairdresser, Jay, right here. And it just turned into a bloodbath.
Jay, how could you pick on Jay? He seems like a sweetheart.
And he went in on her. And the thing is like normal folks don't ever really hear someone like going in.
Right.
Like, yeah, when you're angry and you're hurt, you're going to fucking lash out and you're going to let someone have it.
Oh, if I tell somebody off, I'm a bully.
He told her off in the fucking funniest way and they all tried to turn on us like we were the devil. I'm like, I literally just flew her to Vegas. We're front row at Mariah Carey. The internet starts turning on me and Shane during the pandemic. She flips and makes up a whole story. Mm-hmm. The vlog was filmed on her channel, her being in love with all of us. We go to Vegas. We take her on a shopping spree. We do all these amazing things. She deletes the vlog, makes up lies about me and him. And the internet at the time, they ran with it.
Right.
She hurt me deeply.
Aww.
And she's never apologized.
I hate that. Well, Trisha, if you're listening, I hope that maybe hearing his side of the story will make you want to.
It was hurtful. And she knows it was.
I never knew any of that. I'd stay out of the drama.
And then we never spoke again.
Wow.
And it was like, damn, it was really hurtful. We just sold 2 million palettes and there's a Trisha fucking eyeshadow in it.
Aww.
Oh, the internet's starting not to like him and Shane. I'm going to turn on them. So instead of everyone being like, wow, I know these people or me personally, they all started to flip.
Instead of having your back.
It was a time where cancel culture was so prominent.
Right.
So all the celebrities are unfollowing. Everyone's feeding into it. And it's like, wow, you start to feel like a fucking piece of shit.
Aww.
And it was really dark. So she played me. She got what she wanted at the time. And now she's doing her and canceling your podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I had no idea the drama between you guys. I've never gotten into
it. It's very one-sided.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
Because normally I'm like, bitch, like I have some shit to say. I don't even have anything bad to say about her. No, she flipped on me.
No, I'm the same way. I get drug into drama that I don't even want to fucking be in. And yep, I never know.
All the time, of course.
I never knew the story. I was just telling my experience that and letting you
but
know.
But I'm ready to share because I have never really talked about it. And no, I think that I never got to say my piece because no one wanted to hear what I had to say at the time.
I know. I just hate that for you. I feel like you're so misunderstood. Not now. I feel like with TikTok, everybody's starting to get to see the real you or the grown you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everybody's loving it and embracing it.
Her saying misunderstood was the only time today where I felt like a tinge of wanting to cry.
Aww. Mm-hmm. I love you. So you want a hug? Let's hug.
Later.
Okay. Listen.
But yeah, it's hard when you have success to say you feel any type of way because people equate money to you feeling fine.
Yeah.
I never started the brand to make money.
Right.
It grew insane. And then
you started the brand because you came from nothing and you had something to prove.
Yes.
You didn't want to be a piece of shit. A derogatory name that people were calling you. I totally understand. I've been a hooker my entire life. I'm a millionaire because I fucking worked
and
my ass off.
And they can't understand
it. Like they can't let go of that past, but they want to, you know, they don't want to acknowledge what I've done with my clothes on, you know? So I totally understand where you're coming from. Let's talk about the brand though. So you started it in 2014.
And so Kat was going to be the investor.
Yes.
Flips on me. We all know that how that ended. And isn't that funny? She doesn't even have owner brand anymore. It's gone.
Irony
in the last.
That is crazy.
My brand turns 9 years old this November. Crazy. Yeah. So grateful for the journey. I then in the music industry, I'm like, okay, I have no investor. I've already met the lab. The three colors are done. The formula is better than the ones on the market. Mm. I have no money. So I'm sitting there in full hopelessness, but I'm like, I'm still a hustler. Hello. Right.
So how many dicks do I gotta suck?
That's it. And and shockingly, none to get the first loan.
Yay, good for you.
Isn't that great?
That's amazing.
I start hitting up booking agents, people that are in the industry. Do you know anyone?
Connections
that
you've made by working your ass off.
I know everyone. I know all the booking agents from the little punk rock venues to House of Blues to the arenas. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna start networking. I start calling people. This guy that owns Sumerian Records had a meeting with me. And the co-owners of Sumerian Records, Ash and Jeff Cohen, invested in me and believed in the project.
Aww.
And
doesn't all that feel good?
It was insane.
To have somebody believe in
to
you.
To finally,
in your vision.
It clicked of like, you have the funds to make the dream a reality. Mm-hmm. And all I needed was $100,000. So I put everything I had in and they gave me the last of what I needed. On launch day, I paid them back in 5 minutes.
Wow. I just got goosebumps.
It was beautiful. Because it was so like, is anyone going to care? I'm like, I have to do a photo shoot. I do a photo shoot in a pink coffin.
Yeah.
My first brand shoot ever. Mm-hmm. And my eyes are open. And I'm like, the liquid lipstick you've all been dying for. Mm-hmm. Coming soon. And that was this journey of even creating a website, letting people know
where you are.
And then it was just like, you know, releasing colors and then the first highlighter and then the first lip scrub. And now it's spiraled into this massive thing. And it's just so beautiful. And I'm so in love with makeup and I've changed the entire industry.
Literally.
Everything I enter,
you are
even
the
TikTok.
Beauty industry.
I'm changing TikTok right now. I'm taking the credit from doing the live streams and the live crowd.
Dude,
oh,
we
baby.
Crack up. seeing you on live all the time. I'm like,
you never know what you're getting.
I'm like, Jeffrey is fucking hilarious.
It's really fun.
No, you're hilarious.
And then battling like the TikTok creators and the people that I didn't know existed and then becoming part of the family and then half of them fucking loving me and you know half of them fucking hate me.
I don't think they hate you. I think they just hate to love you.
Yeah.
That's
and
really
they can't
what
believe
is.
I joined their platform. And I'm loving it. Some people are shook.
I was so
happy
when I saw you on there. I was like, Jeffrey's on TikTok. And I was like, it's about fucking time.
I know. So in the pandemic, when it was this whole dancing era.
I hated it. I wouldn't do it either. I was like, you're not going to catch my fucking ass.
It was
the
first time where I was like, wow, I'm not progressing with the internet culture.
From crash diets to fad diets, injections and pills, the weight loss industry is a cash machine, but it is all temporary because once you stop, most people gain the weight back plus a little extra. Imagine all that time and money and you're still left hiding your body under baggy clothes or turning the lights off when you're with your significant other because you're shy or embarrassed about your body. Well, Sono Bello can help you change the way you look at yourself. In one visit, you will see the difference in your tummy, side, thighs, arms, or wherever you have stubborn fat. You guys know me. I let you guys know when I get stuff done. I absolutely do not see anything wrong with getting a little bit of laser lipo done. I had it done right before the Grammys and it smoothed my hips for my dress. And let me tell you, I will do it again and again and again. Schedule your free consultation and learn all about microlaser fat removal. Give yourself the gift of a full body reset. You deserve to be happy. Sono Bello is running a great special right now. Visit SonoBello.com/bunny, B-U-N-N-I-E. That's SonoBello, SonoBello.com/bunny.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
But YouTube is still so big. Yep. So let's go to I Start the Brand. Mm-hmm. I learn what a beauty influencer is. Rolling my fucking eyes in the back of my skull right now.
I feel like everybody's so catty in that industry and just...
I start doing YouTube. Mm-hmm. I upload my first tutorial. Now remember, I always forget to tell this to people. No one had seen me without makeup on before. So my big...
Which I think you're gorgeous without makeup on. I love you without makeup on, but with makeup.
And a lot of people do. Thank you for saying that. But I wasn't ready and I felt insecure about it.
Well, so it was your whole, it was your mask.
It was everything.
Your entire life.
Exactly.
You hid behind that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And now that my trauma was starting to heal, I wasn't broke anymore. I had tax evasion. My bank account was frozen. Wow. No one knew any of this. And it was really, really dark times. I started
the IRS
brand.
Is the real fucking gangsters.
That's it. They literally.
Love me. I bet they do.
They love me. And it transformed my entire life. So as I started to heal, the big shock was I'm going to be bareface on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I saw what the other girls were doing. So boring. We all know I fuck up everything I enter.
I love that you always want to do your own thing because I'm the same exact way. I don't want to follow everybody.
That's it. So I enter YouTube. I'm the first person I'm doing a tutorial. I'm lighting up the bowl. Mm-hmm. They changed the rules. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
2015, 16, 17. Oh my God. And then 18, 19 was just obviously fucking incredible.
Grew.
And my channel went from 100,000 to 18 million people. And it was just like, how is this real? From tutorials to showing everything about I call it my marriage, my 5-year marriage, from every surgery to every mistake is all on my channel.
Yeah.
And I quit last year.
You shared your life with everybody.
I did.
I was so invested in you and Nate's relationship. That is one thing.
It was beautiful.
It was gorgeous to watch. And
thank you. Because I fell in love for the first time, not knowing it was going to be on camera, really.
Right.
And it was really cool.
Yeah.
And I finally felt loved for the first time by another man that didn't want me to be a secret. Mm-hmm. And it really helped me heal. So being in love in that relationship really helped me heal.
What happened with you guys, if you don't mind me asking? Can we talk about it?
There's a lot of paperwork involved.
Wow, really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
On his part?
Both parts? Yep.
I just went and lurked his Instagram last night and he doesn't look like he's doing well.
Really?
No.
Oh my God, that's so weird to hear because I don't lurk anymore. Yeah. Obviously, this was.
No, I was like, where is he? Because I was writing my questions down.
Oh my God, this November, I'm 4 years single. I mean, no, I've dated people. That's not fair to say, but in a deep, real relationship.
Yeah. Do you think that maybe you're scared?
Of what?
Of falling in love again.
Oh, that's a great question. No. And I'll get back to that. No, I'm open now. I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid at all. Mm-hmm. I know. No, I'm really not. Like, I'm very open to it. Haven't met the right person. I've dated some people. We've had a good time, la la la. But I haven't met anyone like I felt when I met him and our souls were like, wow.
Twin flames.
Yeah. Had no idea. So I have not felt that since. Our breakup can legally not be discussed.
Gotcha. Mm. I hate that for you, baby.
I'm so sorry, everyone that wants the tea. I know. It's not like I even want to talk about it. It's a normal thing.
Right.
Like, you can legally talk about your breakups and whatever. I cannot. Which is a
terrible.
Different world we live in.
Yeah, no.
So we had a great time.
Mm-hmm. Aww. So there's not one person that you have met that has, like, just set your soul on fire?
Not since.
Aww.
Yeah.
You're just...
That's my vibrator. It's on the bus.
It's my blood pressure cuff in my purse. When it goes off, people think it's a vibrator.
It's the NDA vibrating in my backpack.
Literally.
Oh, fuck.
So moving on.
Mm-hmm. So you lurked. That's so funny.
Yeah. So
what is your synopsis?
So I went.
Miss Bunny.
Because I was writing on my interview last night and I was like, where the fuck is Nate? Because that is the only part of your life that I was ever invested in. I have not been invested since. No offense.
But no, I love that.
I don't get in the drama and I don't care. Like, I just love you as a human.
I love that. Thank you.
So you
did a little lurking for me.
I did. So I went on Nate's profile and he looks, and this is just my observation. I'm not saying anything. I don't know anything.
Okay.
He looks like he might be under the influence of something, not positive, but he just doesn't look mentally okay.
Mm.
So I don't know. I even said that to Haley earlier today. I was like, he didn't look good. You can look at you and see that you're glowing and that you're trying to heal and, be a better human. And with him, it just kind of looks like he's lost, probably.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do you ever miss him?
No.
Okay. Moving on.
I love all the times we had, though. And a lot of it, which is funny, is on camera.
Right.
We went to Bora Bora for the first time together. Like, those were so cool. And obviously, there were so many moments off camera of love and affection. And, we had little pieces on YouTube. But it was a beautiful relationship. It really was.
No.
And I had really fell in love with the first time.
It served its purpose.
Yeah. And it did. And it was really great for me because it really did, like I said, help me heal. And I think it's hard for people if you haven't really fallen in love, what that feels like. Because I thought it was made up. And then it happened to me.
He probably helped heal a bunch of childhood trauma wounds.
It really did.
Growing up in chaotic households like we grew up in, we search for that puzzle piece that can make us feel like the little kid that we were before. So.
And so cliche, when I stopped looking is when it hit.
Yeah. But hello, I've never dated a big guy before.
Yeah.
And I literally had sworn off all dudes. And then here comes this fucking big squish.
Know.
And he fucking just bounces into my life, dude. And I just
love
him.
And the souls connect.
Literally.
And you cannot explain it.
At all. Like,
it's just
7 years and I just couldn't imagine life without him. So it's going to happen for you again,
epic.
Too. Because you're a beautiful human.
Thank
and you deserve to be loved.
I agree. And I'm open to it.
Yeah. Well, you guys hear that? Jeffrey's looking. Mm-hmm. Well, no, Jeffrey's not looking. He's open.
You never know. Yeah, right now I'm back in my hoe era, I think.
Would it be a regular guy or would it have to be somebody who's on the same level as you? I would think trying to date you would be hard.
It is.
Yeah.
But I'm also really busy, so it's hard to right now want to give a bigger piece of me right now.
Right.
I'm obsessed with my ranch. I'm a real farmer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm out there in Louis Vuitton covered in yak shit.
Louis
I got
Vuitton.
Over 350 yaks. I have 4 Bactrian camels.
I know why you love yaks. I've come to the conclusion.
Why?
Because I was pulling up a picture of them the other
and
day.
They're
the
most diva of all cows.
I was like, what the fuck
Did
is
you
a yak?
Come to that terminology?
Tell me that's not the scene kid of the animal kingdom.
That is a Highland
that?
Scottish cow.
Okay. Well, I thought it was
but
a yak.
But they look very similar.
Okay.
They do look similar.
Gotcha. I was like, it's the hair. It's the emo hair. Like,
so yaks, those are called, so the yaks that look like that are called super woolies.
Okay.
And there's different like hair on the yak, but they're all really beautiful. They're like, I call them the diva of all cows.
Are they fucking majestic as fuck?
They are.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
And I live at the base of a mountain.
Can I ride one?
Yeah, you can ride a camel. No, yaks. Okay. Yeah, but you can pet a yak. He you can said, rub one to the ground.
Oh,
they're really cool creatures.
And are they just so loving?
Yeah.
I heard the coolest quote the other day that said, if you want to buy land and fill it with animals, it's because in the time of need that you had during your trauma, that was what the only thing that was there for you were the animals. And wow. I was like, that's me, because I can't wait to dye my hair red and fucking be a gardener and fucking be ugly and just have animals.
I don't
want to
eat horrible food that we're probably being poisoned with.
What is your diet?
Pretty bad. That's really? Way better now.
Yeah.
So let me drop a shot. Let me drop a shocker. No fast food, really.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've had In-N-Out once or twice a year, but I used to eat and promote fast food like it was part of my thing.
Right.
And I haven't eaten fast food in like 3 years.
Yeah, I don't eat fast food either. I ate In-N-Out when we were in Vegas. And
yeah,
I'm
sometimes you have
it.
To.
I literally am eating sauerkraut and ground chicken today to just make my tummy feel better.
But I love food. So yeah. I eat a lot of yak now.
Yeah.
So obviously I raise them for pets and breeding, but now I have a full meat operation.
Do you have certain yaks that you love
and
they get to live?
People
and then
always
other ones
go in on me like, you're
don't
killing
get attached
your pets.
To. Yeah.
The ones I name and I'm rubbing on Instagram obviously are not being slaughtered for meat.
So you're
we're not taking Snowflake and Snowstorm to the butcher. So we have a whole meat herd, which you'll see when you come to the ranch.
I can't wait.
And they're just there for food.
Right.
We're in 6 restaurants now.
Wow.
It's unreal. We're in the busiest steakhouse in all of Wyoming called Fire Rock.
I love that. Maybe
and
we'll have to go
wild.
Eat there.
Oh, yeah. Or we'll cook them at the house, whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Yak
do.
Steaks. So then, of course, I opened up my new store, the Jeffree Star store.
We're going to go visit that
makeup
tomorrow,
too. And meat.
Okay, so let's before we get to the store, you quit YouTube.
Yes.
You fucking left LA.
After almost 9 years on YouTube, billions of views.
Did you just have enough?
It ran its course, and then the drama from all my old friends, they ruined YouTube. It's their fault.
Yeah.
They really did.
Yeah.
So the last final hurrah was 2 ex-friends uploaded a video full of lies about me, and it literally ruined the internet. It was at a point where people did not want drama anymore. It's on CNN, 50 million views, and they're all trying to flip on me because I just keep climbing and climbing.
Right.
So we all kind of, and then YouTube itself kind of broke.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty industry of YouTube was dead.
Right.
We're all getting 30 million views. No one cares anymore.
Right.
And it's a new era.
The monetization on it has changed even.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
but
the
cool
same.
Thing is all my old videos are still there.
Yeah.
I get a check every month from Google. It's like residuals on music.
Yeah,
it's pretty
absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. Google.
So will I ever upload again? I don't know. Maybe. I've been asked when I launch big makeup collections to go back and swatch them in a 30-minute video versus this quick TikTok, like how do you promote a collection with 10 new items with the quick little 30-second? So you never know.
I think if anybody can figure anything out, it's you.
Absolutely.
If you can make anything, your bitch.
But
it's
I was
you.
Burnt out.
Yeah, you
so
were tired of it.
So we're on 20 years of social media.
Yeah. You just needed a break. Your soul was tired.
And then I discovered TikTok in a good way.
When you quit YouTube, was that when you moved from LA to Wyoming? Was it?
I had already lived in Wyoming.
Oh, so you had
so
already
I was
moved
showing,
and
yeah,
you
I
were
was,
already getting
yeah,
ready to just,
yep.
You were going through a change.
Yes, a big one.
Yeah.
And it was necessary.
Did you leave LA just because of the humans that are there? Because I tell everybody, like when Leo Skeppy came on the podcast, I was like, Leo, don't go to fucking LA. It's not the same as it used to be. It lost its sparkle.
It's lost its magic.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not what it used to be anymore.
At all.
And I felt out of love with it.
Yeah.
And then it was just getting so dark and toxic and just so many weird things are happening behind the scenes. And a lot of people did not want me around anymore because of this moment of like when all the YouTube drama happened, I was going to expose a lot of people. And this is a tricky conversation. Someone else's, let me word this the right way. I got cocky and thought that I could expose someone else's trauma and story to X out someone else.
Gotcha.
That person did not want me to. Therefore, this person is still free.
Wow.
And that was very hard to deal with.
Right. Yeah.
But it was also selfishly wanting to let everyone know this person's a piece of shit.
Right.
And it's like I had to learn through my journey of healing and through therapy that was not appropriate, which is, I never did it, obviously.
Right.
But those thoughts were haunting me.
But your intention behind it was good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because so many people
were trying to hurt somebody.
We're supporting someone who is so awful.
Right. Mm. It's that misunderstood thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. So the internet, as the roller coaster of my career has been, they wanted me to be the villain, I guess, that year.
Everybody needs a villain.
And it was crazy. So this person begged and pleaded me not to share what they had told me. I obviously respected it and never did it.
Right. That shows that you're a good human. You know, you didn't
do it. And to see this person still out there, they're not thriving like they used to be at all. Hmm. It's just interesting. But the industry does have demonic snakes.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll have to tell me who it is later, mm-hmm. so I can steer clear of that human.
Oh, his name is James Charles.
Oh, no. Yeah. Really? Damn it. We need to bleep that?
No.
No?
No, James, you know you're a biggest... He's the biggest piece of shit in the beauty industry.
Wow,
and
really?
He allegedly has done a lot of horrible things. He admitted to talking to minors. He is a fucking piece
of
shit.
So that is true. I always stay out of the drama.
He did a video... allegedly, not allegedly, admitting to sexting minors.
So I never knew this. Hey, we had a situation where he used one of my makeup artist's hacks and didn't tag her. So I just, on my backup account, I have a backup TikTok account. Mm-hmm. I was just like, hey, James, we love you. We respect you. But, you know, give credit where credit's due.
He wants to be the one that...
He did, though.
Oh, okay.
I was very surprised. Right. But what's crazy is everybody in the comments started telling me about the pedophile stuff. And I was like, God, I didn't know. You know, like, I stay out of it. But
one of the most vile human beings on this planet.
Lord.
Yep.
That's crazy. Well,
honestly, and maybe. I have never really talked or addressed these things, yeah. but he is a literal fucking monster.
Wow.
And the fact that he's out there and somehow has a beauty product, I guess, that just came out, and A-list celebrities are promoting this alleged child fucker. Yes, Kim Kardashian, we're talking to you. Mm. You're using his makeup. But you didn't care about Balenciaga putting child porn on their ads anyway. So two peas go into a pot, I guess.
Right. Is
people aren't ready for the truth. Everyone wants to keep their mouths shut and they keep... Why?
Right.
If someone is bad, let people know.
Yeah. No, I agree.
You have A-list celebrities literally using this shit.
Has
it's
he been...
It's all demonic and really dark. And all those people, they stick together.
Has he ever been charged?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah. I think that's probably
will we
what
see
people...
it in the future? Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm sure.
Well, also the Illuminati, though, not to keep bringing that up, but don't they use people like James
yes.
Charles to bleed into other areas, you know, because they can easily access minors?
The children.
Right, yeah.
He is a big problem.
Wow.
And I don't speak on him, but they tried to ruin my career because of all the information I had.
Wow. It's really brave of you to
so
to stand
I moved
up.
Away. I stood up to all of them, mm-hmm. said, fuck you.
Yeah.
And I left that little LA county. And they're so controlled mentally by it. It's really sad. So.
And you're free.
Yes.
You're literally
but
free.
But it's shocking, honestly. It really is. And I never speak about this. People ask me about this shit all the time.
Yeah.
I don't dwell. I don't really think about them. But when you start, you know, you're interviewing me. We're talking about the literal past.
No, I appreciate the honesty.
And it's like, I'm always going to keep it real.
Need to know. It's not fair where you could be saving another child, you know, like
that part.
Yeah.
But like, they don't people are not taking it as serious anymore. Or like new people discover someone and they're like, eh, whatever.
Well, hopefully they will after hearing you speak on it, because somebody such as yourself who's been in the industry for so long, who has street cred,
yes.
literally, you know, to be able to stand up to somebody as powerful as him, because he is a powerful dude.
Yeah.
And say that, you know, maybe people will start listening now.
It's scary. Oh, it makes me sick just like thinking about
his
name.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
I had no idea.
It was just a really, it was 10 times what Trisha did to me is what he did.
I feel like that whole group is just a cesspool of just.
But I've learned that it's not, I don't need to expose anyone.
Right.
I don't need to do any of that. It's all going to play out how it's supposed
to
be.
Oh, yeah. It always comes to
he
light.
He knows
what's
what he
done
did,
in the dark always comes to
and
light.
And he is pure evil. Let me just leave it at that.
All right. Moving on to more beautiful things. Casper, take me. We're going to go see
the
this
beauty
ranch
drama
tomorrow.
Exploded I don't know Wyoming's coming, but I'm like, I'm just so overliving here.
Yeah.
And I also had an ego death.
I love that you know when to tap out.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know when to do that.
And you know about ego deaths?
Yeah. Haley just had one on the PJ last night. She took a
what? Really?
She took a fucking edible and thought she died. She was looking
Mimi. No, but I'm talking about like when your real ego like diminishes.
Oh yeah. No, I went through a really bad domestic violence relationship where I almost died a couple times.
Horrible.
And that will humble you and literally make you take the shell of the human that you were off and become a different human. Yes, for sure.
I'm playing this in my book. Like December 19, I'm single for the first time in 5 years. Mm-hmm. I move into one of the biggest houses in LA. One of the biggest mansions in Hidden Hills.
Yeah, it was a big motherfucker. I remember seeing it online.
Single. 25,000 square feet. Pandemic.
Be lonely.
Pandemic starts. Mm-hmm. We had so much fun. We filled so much content. But I had a realization sitting in this massive home surrounded by all these things that it didn't make me happy.
Yeah. Material shit doesn't make you happy.
No. But I didn't know that because I didn't have time to really think until...
You were working towards the goal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I don't know I want to leave California permanently. I just know I want to be away. I want to be in quiet. I want to actually go heal and not pretend and talk about it like all my ex-friends. And I've been to Wyoming so many times. I've been on tour, right, for years. Yeah. We passed through here. Oh, my God. Stunning. So I'm looking around. Jackson Hole is very famous. Mm-hmm. A lot of celebrities live there. Big mansions. No land. I'm like, fuck this. This is literally like going to L.A.
Yeah.
We discover Casper. It's a small town. 60,000 people. A hardworking town. People are nice.
Country boys everywhere.
Yep. Oil field workers, farmers.
There are some really hot fucking oil field workers. I see them on TikTok. I'm like, damn.
Hot UPS workers. Dude. Baby, listen. So we fly there a few times. We love it. Everyone's really nice. Instead of like LA, well, what do you do for a living? You know how they look you up and down. How can I use you? It's, how are you? Aww. I was like,
and they genuinely
care?
Want to hear you say.
Y'all really
want
to know how I'm doing?
Yeah.
I had to train myself to like
not. That's how it was when I moved to Nashville.
The guard had to come down a little.
Yeah.
Fell in love with it. I find a property that has a bunch of land for sale around it. End of the road. No neighbors, really. Silence. Don't know I'm going to become a farmer and own one yak.
Farmer Jeff.
Farmer Jeff's in the building. And all of a sudden I have all this land. And I'm like, oh, okay. I had seen yaks on tour in Switzerland, 2010.
Aww.
We're in Geneva. We're going through in the little tour bus. Mm-hmm. Yaks on the hillside.
Could you have ever imagined in 2010 that you would own a fucking yak farm? Just
insane.
That chance encounter with them.
I Google, are they legal? It's a fucking bovine cow. I don't know this though, because I've only seen them in other countries.
Yeah.
I Google it. There's even a yak farm in fucking town.
Yeah.
I buy my first three.
Aww.
You know I can't leave it alone and just have them be my pets.
Right.
Now we're...
Surprised they're not in the house with you.
Right. Sometimes they are. In
really?
The kitchen, yeah.
Oh my God,
the little ones that are trained, they'll come in and out. They're really cute. The dogs love them.
I'm going to cry. They're like, really cool. I need that. I'm going to go tell my husband right now we need land.
And there are yaks in Tennessee, even though it's humid there in the summer and I don't really recommend it. My friend does have a yak ranch out there.
My husband, actually, I told him last night about your land in Casper and he was like, dude, let's look for some land. I was like, I'll ask him if he knows anybody that's selling stuff. We're
absolutely
ready. We're trying to get a farm.
In peace and quiet.
Yeah. No.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah. So what does
and
Jeff...
And now we're here.
What does Jeffrey do next?
Do you just
kick up your feet and just fucking relax? Like, does the little boy in you, is he ever going to be proud?
I'm really proud now.
Good.
I am. Running year 9 of the brand, 2 years into skincare. I'm raising Tibetan yaks and camels.
I mean, come on.
And the farm life is so fulfilling. So last year, for 6 months, I didn't travel except twice to do photo shoots. Everyone came to me. Jay saw snow for the first time. We did a photo shoot in 10-degree weather.
I love your team, by the way. His team is here, and they're just amazing.
And we're in the snow, 10 inches of snow, shooting the Wyoming winter campaign. Like, we've done so many cool things. So I didn't travel for 6 months. I got to really become a rancher.
Yeah.
And it's me and a few guys. We do it all ourselves.
You get out there.
All the time.
And just bust ass.
I love it.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
It's like my big pet project. I'm obsessed with it.
I love this for you.
So now we're just growing it. More restaurants. We just opened up the store.
Right.
Which Yellow have performed at. Iconic.
Yeah. Meat and makeup. Like, what a fucking crazy concept.
Isn't it cool? And a lot of people
were
a little shocked. Oh, baby.
Yeah?
I'm going to call my store one of the busiest retail stores in Wyoming history.
Wow.
And September.
And you're there working it. I see you I online love it. Just oh my working God. It.
September 14th, 2 month anniversary.
Aww.
It's a zoo every day, a line out the door. And then I started to like make up a funny concept. Celebrity works the register. It's my own store. I'm very hands-on with everything I do. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go live and I'm going to just help the customers out and like ring them up. Let's just see how it goes. I'm on a 6-hour stream. It's fucking crazy.
Insane.
And me and TikTok are good friends now. We've just worked on a really big deal together.
Yeah. Can we talk
We're
about it?
We're working on it.
Can we talk about it?
I'm going to do some announcements soon.
Good.
But they are very happy that I joined.
Duh.
One of the highest viewed streamers ever. Absolutely. Which is crazy.
It's not crazy.
And you guys seen the battles, right? And you've seen people go live, how you can send
yes,
the gifts.
The fucking island boy is always on
so
there.
The
I can't stand
I
that
can't.
Dude. He's a piece of shit also.
Yeah. They tried to battle me and I'm like, no.
Yeah, no, they're just not great.
So there's
humans.
It's all very addicting and it's very fun. And we're working on some big Jeffree Star moments.
Yay.
Which is so cool to be. And I'm the OG of social media.
That's what I was going
to
say.
For the newest, hottest platform. 20 years later to be like, yes, sir.
You reinvent yourself. You're like the Madonna of social media.
Yes.
Like Madonna's kind of.
I like that.
Literally, you are. You
no,
literally
absolutely.
Reinvent yourself and you always know how to stay, you know, abreast of
absolutely.
Everything and just.
He's relevant.
Always, always relevant, baby.
It's wild.
I love that for you. And I love that this journey that you're on. I love this Jeffree right here.
Thank
just you.
You
seem so
I'm
at
actually
peace.
Proud of myself. So it's Good. So cool that you said that. Because I never really talk about that.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful. I'm very humbled. And I wake up every day like it's my last and I just go hard.
I love it.
I think if I'm given this opportunity, I can't be lazy one day out of my life.
No. So do you ever think you're going to be able to rest?
Currently, no.
You're a restless spirit like me. I don't, it's like I always have, no matter how proud of myself I am, it's like, okay, what can I do next? Like I
yes.
have to stay busy.
Yes.
No, I get that. I totally understand that.
And there's so many more dicks to conquer. And there's
we
so,
didn't even get into the dicks.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that
Finally,
nice?
Finally,
yeah.
Someone had me on their podcast and it wasn't about my deep throat. It
no.
wasn't about all the band guys and all the athletes.
No, I don't like that stuff doesn't.
It's so we've already done it all, especially from our past.
Yeah, it doesn't
interest
me.
Yeah, it's fun
me.
Off camera. Maybe I'll show her a picture.
Yeah,
too.
No, I would like that.
Maybe I'll show her a few A-listers.
We can compare notes.
Yeah,
for sure. But I just feel like there's so much more to you than the dicks you
Thank
suck.
You. Like, and you, that is fun.
You're
I like
a fucking mogul, dude.
Thank you.
Like you can pick any dick in the world and suck it. You know what I'm saying? You have the choice.
Does the audience know that we've maybe slept with one or two of the same people?
Well, no, but they do now. I never go into I never discuss about who I sleep with. So Jeffree, except for that one time when MJ came on my podcast.
Yes, and that okay, so the reason not the reason, but well, it accelerated our friendship as I wake up one day. Oh, it accelerated it, bitch. I wake up one day and I'm on TikTok and I'm just starting my journey. And I'm like, why am I getting tagged in this thing about fucking sucking dick? And I'm like, oh, typical. Then I'm like, it's you and your friend. And it was just hilarious.
Yeah,
I was
so my friend,
clip
so MJ Fresh came on the podcast and I get a fucking FaceTime. I'm on the phone with her and I'm like, this is a Wyoming number. Do you think it's Jeffree? And she's like, no, answer it. And I'm like, no, I'm not answering it because I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
You know, calls three more times and I'm like,
I'm the only Wyoming number she should have on that phone. There's one area code for the whole state.
Literally.
Shout out to 307.
So I text it and I'm like, you called? And he's like, bitch, this is your new bestie, Jeffree. And I was like, holy shit. And he's like, so I heard that I'm sucking dick. Long story short, Jeffree actually sucked one of my ex's dicks and hooked up with MJ Fresh's ex. So that that's how it had gotten brought up. And we were just like, shout out Jeffree. What if he's a playa, you know?
So can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course.
How did she or you know?
So
that's all I've wanted to ask.
No, so my ex told me. Yeah, I'm very
From
open.
Vegas?
Yeah. He was like, Jeffree sucked my dick one night. And I was like, how was it?
He said
it was very tall. And he's fucking built like he's got a little baby arm.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm deceased.
Yes. So he told
very
me.
Very long.
Yeah, yes. So he told me, and I was like, dude, how was it? He was like, it was the best.
So
I've
I have
ever
a photographic
gotten.
Memory. Yeah. Last name?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. That's crazy that you know that. She said the tall one, the blonde, tall blonde. So when he told
I'm deceased.
When he told
Well, shout out to him for telling you.
And he said it was the best head he's ever gotten. And I was like, too fucking amazing. I need some lessons, obviously.
Why do you think I flew in to do this?
Yeah. I love you. I do have a question for you, though, about one hookup.
Come in, he can fix it on camera. It's funny.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. My God. Can I have a sip? Can we share?
Of course.
I'm clean.
No, you're fine.
So, if a guy's flying out, he's getting 24-hour testing with the results to my email.
Yeah. Is that, do you meet people?
Not
on...
that many people. I'm sounding like I fuck every day. No.
No.
Have you met some people? Yeah. Yeah, it's every other
day. You have to be very, you have to be guarded. Have you guys ever hooked up? No. Mm-hmm.
But he's seen. Go ahead, tell him. So besides, can I say this or no? Yeah, so besides doing wigs, Jay also does porn on the side.
Nice.
He's a star.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Come, Kevin, come on.
I love that.
Because I'm like, where can I go in? Because I started to get more famous as the makeup brands pop in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to go to this men's free clinic anymore. People are going to think, oh, he has something, so he's getting checked. He'll make up the craziest shit.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're like, no, I just want to make sure I'm safe and clean, bitch.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn, Jay, I don't want to go to this place anymore. People are going to like take it, you know, because you're in the lobby. Someone goes like this.
Yeah.
Girl.
Oh, no. Oh, my and Lord. And then you can have the rest of it. You're fine.
Thank you. So
they literally, people will say something and it's like word is bond. Like they don't have to have any proof. It just spreads like wildfire. They fucking does that shit to me every day.
So Jay hooked me up and, you know.
But I have been on the jet. Like I've been sleeping and he's like right next to me.
So are you guys like BFFs?
Yeah, like obviously people can turn that into something. So it's like, you know, I'm in a very, very strong clique. We've all been friends for years.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey.
I love that.
Thank you, Kevin.
Of course. Well, look, I don't go any. These two are my shadow.
That's
Amy
it.
And Mimi. Like when you find your squad that you trust. Baby.
We've had other employees, like people have tried to fight us. They've ran and I'm literally
I wouldn't try to fight you guys.
Looking like this and I'm like, I have his back always.
I want to see Jeffrey mad running in full glam.
Swinging.
I would pay for that.
Swinging, baby.
So I'm like, a fan wanted to take a photo, but Jeffrey was having a conversation.
And you know, people have sometimes no boundaries, no respect.
At all.
The fan was belligerent drunk and I don't tolerate nothing.
Yeah.
But God forbid a public figure or somebody acts on their feelings and they get bashed for it, right? Because they don't see the other side.
Yeah. Oh, so, absolutely. There's always two sides.
Give me just 1 second, let me finish this conversation. Mm-hmm. The fan fell some type of way into a drink.
I haven't had a drink thrown on me. I'm talking.
And this was like a year ago.
I'm talking. The marijuana's hitting.
You're good.
I'm talking 10 years. We're in Casper, Wyoming. She can't get her photo right now. She throws a Red Bull can. It splashes my shoulder and it gets on him.
It gets more on me.
Game over. Let's just say game over.
Oh.
It's a wrap.
I don't understand how people feel so entitled to somebody's time and body.
Yes.
It's just crazy.
But I'm also so nice. I love taking pictures. Look how fucking sickening I look. I want to take a photo with you. I don't want to hide in the dark.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just having a people don't care.
Yeah.
A lot of females also try to think that they can get away with attacking guys too.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Baby, I don't care who it is.
If you don't start none, won't be none.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we're not about the disrespect. But most people are obviously really great. They are.
No, and we do this because of you guys. You know, like without you guys, there is no us. Exactly. So, all right. So I'm gonna ask you some questions. We're gonna end this on the hot seat.
Six, y'all,
we've been talking for an hour and a half.
Meet and greet's about to start. It goes by so quick.
It's crazy, right?
It's not tripping me out, but it's really cool and amazing when I meet someone and it's like, I've known you for a long time.
Aww,
you know,
I love
some
that.
People,
that's how I've always felt,
and I've been interviewed a lot. You've been interviewed a lot, and so has your husband. And you know, sometimes or a lot of the time, the vibe, or it's the same fucking questions.
Yeah.
You're like, girl, you don't have anything else to say.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've known you for a long time. I love your energy.
That me too. I love your energy.
Thank
I think that's
you.
The biggest compliment that you could ever give a human is loving their energy.
Absolutely.
And I've always felt drawn to you. And I watched those three podcasts because I really have not kept up with you. And when I got done watching them, I told my girls, I was like, he is me. Literally, like we're like the same yes. type of human. And it's
isn't
just
it funny?
Crazy.
So she has watched me do a few podcasts and then been on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's don't you find it weird sometimes how people act on camera with me versus with other people?
Yeah. I brought that up to you before the show. I was like, you know, maybe they're not straight, mm-hmm. but we're not going to say names on.
Can I get a?
Yes, exactly. All right. So this is called the hot seat. I'm going to ask you a couple, probably like 6 questions.
I'm ovulating.
You have to answer them as fast as you can. Okay. All right. Marry, fuck, kill. Kanye West.
Okay. Marry, fuck, kill. Let's go.
Yep. Kanye West. Jelly Roll. Drake.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, this fucking bitch. I know. Listen.
Listen, inquiring minds want to know. I feel like Drake swings the other way.
So we're going to marry Drake, mm-hmm. fuck Jelly Roll, and behead Kanye West with a guillotine.
Okay, gotcha.
And on my life, I have never slept with that man.
No, I know.
We've been in the same
room.
I fucked a bunch of his friends. I've sucked off some of his homies.
Yeah.
I don't like short dudes.
Yeah.
It's like guys that wear eyeliner.
Yeah.
I love I'm not into eyeliner. Short kings. You're right. Not a king if you're short.
Mm-mm.
Cause you,
I love tall guys too.
So yeah, my average is like a nice 6'4 and up.
Right.
Tallest I've been was 6'10.
Well, cause you're 6'1, right? And you wear heels.
Mr. 6'10, call me.
Yeah. I mean,
he's overseas playing basketball right now.
I was gonna say, that's gotta be hard to find a 6'10er. What's the weenie on that look like?
Oh my goodness.
Literally.
Oh just Lord. Huge. It's giving medium rare. Oh, it's goodness. Giving thick. Oh, it's giving stunning.
I need
stunning.
To see pictures. Okay. I'm a statue over here. What's the dirtiest thing you searched on your phone last?
I'm gonna be a disappointment.
Okay.
I don't really search dirty things.
Right.
I'm someone that's really into POV.
Mm-hmm.
I love when people film me on my
mm-hmm.
phone.
Mm-hmm.
Another man has never filmed me on their phone.
Yeah.
But on my Google searches,
that's amazing that you've yeah, never let another man no. film you.
Hell no. And when crazy. They come over, your phone's in the car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you make them sign NDAs?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. See, people get mad at me for making bitches sign NDAs.
No, it's real.
You have
yeah.
to. You have to protect yourself,
yeah.
dude.
And you also know when you've been doing this for a long time as ex-prostitutes, you know someone's energy.
Absolutely.
Whether they're a band groupie, a normal girl on the street, yeah. or an escort, you know if someone's trying to be fishy.
Yeah.
And you don't think we're going to know if someone's trying to pull
but
up a
But even if they're not trying
girl.
To be fishy at that time, once they don't have your time or your attention, then they get fucking shady, dude.
Wow.
Like, that's how people
that's
are.
That's a big statement.
It's so fucked up. What's the worst thing you've ever sent to the wrong person? We airdrop people on planes just fucking around all the time. We fucking, we'll like screenshot nasty
shit. I think on accident, when something is near something, I have, but thank God it was with a friend.
Right.
Of like, here's a wiener in my mouth.
Right.
Like that could ruin my, not, absolutely. To me, it wouldn't ruin my career. People would actually like that.
Yeah.
But like, you want to see a picture that Jay took?
Sure. I would love to.
This is on a little private jet moment.
I'm like, I would love to.
Yeah. And obviously I'm like, hey, are you down to take a photo? Because there's weird artists. Like there's the R. Kelly side. And then there's like your friends and you all have fun side.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're in the very fun side of life. When we're in the private jet and the sky is just blinging, it just looks stunning.
Whose wiener is that? Good Lord. All I saw was dick.
Isn't that cute?
I didn't see the body it was attached to.
Yes.
That is a huge wiener.
Isn't that cute?
Goodness.
Yes.
Yes, it's very cute.
It's beautiful, right?
It's
but
a great
I
picture.
Love, and I'm really into like a nice 12.
That is huge.
Yeah.
Do you take that?
So my maximum of deep throating, and mm-hmm. I'll admit this on Bunny's show, is a 12 inch.
Right.
After that, I can't take anymore.
I mean, that's 12 inches is yeah. a lot. Do you take that?
Oh, this folder is banging.
All right, let's finish these questions.
Oh my God. Look at these Fendi glasses.
Good Lord. Okay, sorry, that is beautiful. Sorry. That was a beautiful penis. That was a different penis, right?
Oh, way different.
Okay, I was like, that one's gorgeous.
Those are three.
I need to see who that's attached to later.
Okay, I'm literally I'm getting verklempt. Right,
I'm in heat. He's verklempt over here.
Who's not doing merch right now?
Jack from Sleeping with Sirens. He's over here.
Never hooked up with him either.
Really?
But a lot of his friends.
We were trying to put...
He's too short.
We were trying to put bets on Alex or Jack. I was like...
Neither. On God, really? Neither. Yeah, too short.
We'll bleep
They're both
out.
Too short.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to bleep it out because I didn't.
He said too short. What's the grossest Ooh. Thing that comes out of your that has came out of your body?
Huh. I'm usually really quick.
I stumped Jeffrey.
Huh.
Jay's like, I know.
I'm like, I know because I'm like, I'm very like, I'm so clean. Like, I never sweat. I never smell. I'm yeah. so like a cleanly
same,
person.
Same. I'm the same way.
Something like coming out is like I got hair transplant surgery, so seeing
God,
my
was that
so seeing my skin. I know this isn't the answer people want, but seeing the skin removed oh. while you're awake, and then having it because you're giving yourself an organ transplant,
yeah,
and then seeing it move to the front was crazy.
Was that painful?
Yeah, fuck Beyond. Yeah, it was, yeah. and worth every penny.
Worth every penny. Yeah. My husband wants that, and I'm like, baby, that's
my doctor's
hurt
the best
so
in America.
Okay. Oh, it, he's out here.
Yeah, it takes like 2 or 3 weeks to heal. So when he's on the next album,
yeah.
or doing something not on tour,
yeah.
amazing time to do it.
All right, I'll talk to him about it.
Yes.
All right. We got you hooked
oh
up, Daddy.
Oh my God, we got you, baby. Dr. Ziering, we love you.
All right, would you rather make out with a dude who chews tobacco or go down on a girl on her period?
Girl on her period.
His face. I said the same thing because they could keep a tampon in. You know what I'm saying?
Period.
Exactly. And then I just the
Wyoming and all the fucking chew disgusting.
Yeah, chew's gross. Or how they spit in bottles.
I don't want to make out with you with that fucking tar on your gums. Mm. I'm not doing it.
It's nasty.
I'm not doing it. It's, I don't with dudes the cigarettes. And then your cum so tastes weird. Absolutely not.
No, yuck. Tangy. No. Tangy cum. It's Oof. So gross. What's your favorite song right now?
Sexy Red and Suki Hood Rats.
He loves Sexy
I'm
Red.
I'm obsessed with
literally
hip hop. Yay. Ooh, and then I don't even know this person. Oh my God, the penis is still on my phone. Jesus, that was big. Oh my God.
No, it was a big
Oh my
penis.
God, bitch, look at the other angle.
No, it's crazy. It's so,
that was like a 10 and a half.
I love how happy you look with a dick in your mouth, though.
Oh,
like you literally like it's.
It's my happy place.
Jay is over here shaking his head right now.
I'm going to shout out a newer country artist, Josh Malloy.
Yeah.
Fucking incredible.
You humped him?
No, okay. Not yet. He has a song called Met the Devil in Oklahoma.
Okay, I haven't heard
Amazing.
Of him yet. Amazing. On the bus.
It's cool.
I can't
and
wait.
And I love country. I just don't do the tobacco, y'all.
No, it's so
gross. If you want to fuck this face yeah. and use me as a basketball, no tobacco.
Listen, and I'll tell you right now, the pictures I just saw, I've never seen a happier human with a dick in their mouth.
Really?
Like, you're just lit up like
that's,
a Christmas tree.
Yeah, besides the, like doing makeup, that's my happy place.
I love it. I love mm-hmm. it. And I love you. I appreciate Thank you coming you. On the podcast,
Thank you.
Jeffrey.
I'm so glad my knees transplants healed before I came here.
Oh.
On a real level, you guys, Bunny is a fucking queen. She's a mogul. She's an entrepreneur. And I have so much respect for you. And thank you for having me on your
thank
show, baby.
Thank you for that. I appreciate
Absolutely.
You so much.
Thank you.
You want to shout out your socials? I'm sure everybody knows where you're
Listen,
at.
Listen, JeffreeStarr.com. JeffreeStarr on literally everything.
And no OnlyFans.
I'm so easy. OnlyFans offered me a lot of money. Almost did it. Started doing all that type of yeah. stuff. Didn't take the deal. Didn't need the money, but it was also very exciting. But mm-hmm. it's just not time.
Mm-mm, not yet.
So in the future, I don't honestly know.
Hold
but I don't
like you did with TikTok.
I don't have the desire to right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a tutorial coming of me at the 12 inches? I think that would be hot.
I think somebody, we need that tutorial. Because mm-hmm. I was told by an ex that he was the best head he ever had. And I'm pretty,
I took all
listen, I like
that.
To pride myself. I can't believe that because it's a, Listen, this All dude has bit. A fucking little baby arm, is what I call it. It's like a fucking huge
Anacondas
dick.
Have nothing on me.
Crazy. Ooh, that's going to be a long trip back to Wyoming.
That's it.
Do we have cucumbers on the bus?
All right, y'all. Dislocating jaws since 1985.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode
Thank
of Dumb
so
Blonde.
Much.
I will see you guys next week. Bye. Mwah.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.